At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the best sports reporters in the business is John Krasinski from The Athletic. I have a subscription. I check out his fine work. He's got some awesome colleagues as well. He joins us now on the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline and talks some NBA. With NBA free agency and the draft just taking place, and now we've got NBA Summer League coming up next week in Las Vegas. John, first off, thanks for being back on the show, man. How you been?
Hey, man, I'm good. Lake, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm happy to see that we've got some super hot weather here in Minnesota. It's getting me and you both prepped for Vegas next week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a little more humid up here, as you know, Lake. Out there, it's like you step into like an oven. Here, it's like you're in a sauna.
I know.
But
I'll take it either way. I like a sauna. You know, I'm a sauna guy. You know that.
I know you are. I'm all right with it too for a little bit, but we could use a break in the humidity here. Anytime, I'd welcome that.
So. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right. So whenever like we talk like draft and NBA free agency, and there's a million different things going on. Are you a Red Bull guy or are you a coffee guy? Like, how do you stay caffeinated?
I don't know how I do it because I'm not a coffee guy at all.
Really?
Never have done it. Just haven't been able to get it. I'm not a warm drink guy. So I'm definitely more of a cold drink guy. And so that's my kind of one of my little vices is I'm a diet Dr. Pepper guy. Like, that's what keeps me going.
Really?
I try to keep it to two when things are hot. I don't go overboard with it, but that's kind of the fuel that I use to keep me going when I need to. Now, hey, if you and I, Lake, and we meet up in Vegas and we're out in the town and I need a boost, there might be some vodka and Red Bull together to get us going, but that's a different story. So
I think we might have had one of those at Topgolf a couple years ago.
I think you're right, yes.
On Glenn Taylor's tab.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's start there, man. Like, the sale is has been approved by the league. Mm-hmm. Now we have Mark Lohr, we have A-Rod. Mm-hmm. I think that Minnesota fans are feeling really good about the new ownership group. How should Minnesota sports fans feel about this new ownership group?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of them, whether it's fair or not, Lake, I think a lot of them wanted something different, and they wanted a change after 30 years of Glenn Taylor. And there is no question that Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez are different than Glenn Taylor. They are going to be much more aggressive in terms of the business side, in terms of marketing, in terms of trying to get a new arena going. Like, a lot of things on that side of the ledger you're going to see it just a different kind of energy about what the organization does, especially on the business side. You know, they are kind of benefiting right now coming into the basketball side of things. They have Anthony Edwards, who is the face of the franchise. They have Chris Finch locked up. The two of them were instrumental in getting Tim Connelly here. So the basketball side of things is as good as it's ever been, I believe, Lake, in this organization's history. So they have the benefit of coming in and being able to focus a lot more on how do you create revenue? what kind of changes do you make just kind of on in the business and marketing side of things, and how do you push things over the top? But it's definitely going to be a whole different vibe, whole different energy, and I think a lot of fans are ready for that change.
What is the legacy, in your opinion, of Glenn Taylor? Because I feel like I'm one of the outliers, or maybe one of the few current Minnesota sports fans that gives him a little bit more credit than the average fan, because he came in and he kept his team here when this team was on the verge of moving on. He spent a lot of money throughout the years. You know, there could be a lot of criticisms about who he hired as coaches and, you know, who he hired in basketball ops and all that, but he never shortchanged his team from a money perspective, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly with you there. And, you know, I've taken a little bit of criticism myself for just kind of the way that I've viewed Glenn Taylor over the years. And the way that I do it is that, first of all, first and foremost, the Timberwolves are not here if Glenn Taylor wasn't around, because they were going to move to New Orleans until he swooped in and saved the team. And, you know, for a long time in the, you know, early, middle 2000s, it was easy for fans to say, oh, boy, big gain for us that we get to have this Timberwolves team that's always really crummy to root for. But imagine not having the Wolves now, and imagine, you know, those full buildings, and imagine, you know, everything and that not being here. It's just enormous on Glenn Taylor's part. Secondly, you know, the way that he invested in the Minnesota Lynx and really built that franchise into the class of the league, that's a legacy for Glenn and Becky Taylor, and for what they've done, 4 championships, the class of the WNBA. And so it just goes to show, Lake, just what a difference he makes as an owner when he hires the right people. You know, fairness and conversation. He didn't hire the right people, especially in the general manager positions, for much of his tenure until he got to Flip Saunders. He unfortunately and tragically passed away.
Yep.
And then they finally got to Tim Connolly, but he hired Cheryl Reeve. He put her in position and empowered her, and they built the Lynx up into just a juggernaut in the WNBA. Now that he has Chris Finch and Tim Connolly in place, the Wolves look to be very, very competitive. And so if you want to knock him, it definitely was in the hiring perspective of things over the years. But all in all, I'm grateful for him, because that we would not have NBA basketball in the Twin Cities were it not for Glenn Taylor.
And I know it kind of ended up in a little bit of a scandal, but I thought that Gerson was a good hire too. And he did. Mm-hmm. I think he really put the team in a good position with his drafting and some of the moves that he made as well. We're talking to John Krasinski from The Athletic, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. What did you make of the Wolves and what they did with this year's NBA draft? I like what they did. I feel like Tim Connolly is on to something with taking a swing on massive upsides with bigs. What did you make of this year's draft class?
Yeah, 2 things. First of all, I didn't know really much about Johan Berenguer before they drafted him. But when you talk to people internally about what they think this kid's ceiling is, they are just over the moon about where what they think he can become. And so that's intriguing to me, because I do think Tim Connolly, Matt Lloyd, Dell Demps, a lot of the front office executives have a really good eye for talent, and they can identify talent and see where it goes. And then Chris Finch is very good at developing that talent. So I'm really intrigued about him. Zakarski is a really big dude. Super huge. We'll see about him. I think he's a little bit more of a project, and so I'm not exactly sure on that front. But you can never go wrong with size, especially considering you think Rudy Gobert probably has a couple more years left, and then he will probably be moving on, and they're going to need to fill that spot. And Berenguer and Zakarski certainly fit that profile. But the other part that I don't think enough people are really paying attention to yet, like, is I think that this approach is an absolute kind of endorsement of Rob Dillingham. You know, they could have taken Walter Clayton Jr. at number 17. They could have taken Yashikonis, or however you say his name, from Illinois.
Yep.
There were several guards and point guards available. They did not do that because they believe Rob Dillingham is going to be ready to go. And so those are the 2 takeaways that I get from their approach on draft night.
And let me ask you this. Do you think that the French connection is something that will play out in such a positive way for the Wolves? Do we look at the fact that Rudy is looking at this young kid and he's giving him the thumbs up? Do you think that Rudy's going to pour all of his knowledge and all of, you know, put that little extra effort into helping this kid develop and bring him along?
Yeah, it's really a perfect situation for Berenger, who just started playing 4 years ago. He's very young. He's very raw, but he seems to be a really fast learner. And when you get to be every day with a guy who has literally forged that same path, coming from France as a raw prospect and project, defensive-minded, big, and has turned himself into one of the best defensive players of all time, knows what it's like to move from France to the United States at a young age, knows all the pitfalls, knows everything that Johan is going to be facing on and off the court. And what we know of Rudy Gobert is that he is an incredibly gracious teammate. I think he is absolutely going to embrace Johan and Rocco and show them the way and be a good teammate and be a good leader and a good mentor. And it's, you know, it's an ideal situation. And really that whole locker room is great for young guys. Like, I mean, you have Mike Conley, Anthony Edwards is one of the best superstar teammates you could ask for. They just got a lot of guys who are very open and willing to embrace young guys and help them get better. And so I think you couldn't ask for a better spot for Johan Berenger to be in and to at least have a chance to develop and realize its full potential.
You know, real quick, I want to get back to Rob Dillingham. You mentioned him. I think this is a big year for him. I know he didn't get a ton of playing time here his rookie season, but I think that for this team to stay in the mix, to stay a contender, to kind of stay tracking to be a relevant team, he's got to make some improvements. And I know that, you know, people are concerned about decision-making and shot selection, all those. I'm not as worried about that. I think that's going to come along because there's something that Rob Dillingham, if we give him time, that he's going to get, and that's experience. So I think that there's a lot of potential that he has.
For sure. I have been a little bit sort of confused by a lot of Wolves fans and Twitter saying, you know, man, you have to get a point guard. We have to get a point guard. You have only Mike Conley out there. And I'm like, no, you have the number 8 pick in the draft from last year in Rob Dillingham. Now, they didn't see a lot of him last year. Of course, you know, he was very young. He's a little undersized. He's got a lot to work on defensively, decision-making, shot selection, shot mechanics. I think all of that needs to be refined, improved, no question. But there's also no denying he is an electric player. He does things that no other Timberwolves player can do in terms of breaking down guys off the dribble, getting into the paint, getting out in transition. He is going to have those things ready to go. Now, they do have to do a good job of helping him learn the game, of helping him understand how to run an offense, and those are all going to be key things. But a lot of that, Lake, is just, I really believe, going to come by getting him out there and letting him play. And
agreed.
He's going to make mistakes early. He's going to go through bumps in the road. But you just got to stick with it and let him go. But I really think this guy is, you know, an absolute dynamic athlete and player. And there are going to be nights where he scores 28 points in 21 minutes when he really gets it going. And that's the kind of dimension that he's going to bring to take some of that scoring load off of Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle.
Hey, so Zagarchi's not going to be a part of Summer League, right?
No, he is. Yep,
oh, he is? Okay, I didn't see his name on the roster earlier
today.
Yeah.
That's just a technical thing, Lake.
Okay.
They made a trade on draft night, and that trade has not been finalized with the league just yet.
Yes, now I'm even more pumped. I was like, yeah. I was a little bit bummed out.
Yep, nope, he's going to be there. Yep, he's been in Edina. He's been in Minnesota for you know, training and stuff, so he's comfortable here. And, yeah, he's playing here, and then I think he's going to play next year mostly in Iowa. So the plan is for him to be here for Summer League and then be here next season as well.
All right, let's talk about the free agents. We retained and gave extensions to – Or re-signed, you know, the two big guys, Naz Reid, as well as Julius Randle. A couple of bench guys we lose in Luka Garza, as well as Josh Minot. We also lose he played himself into a position where he was going to go get a bag from somewhere. Just talk about the free agency aspect for the Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, Wolves fans are underwhelmed, at the start of this free agency because you see other teams making moves and signing guys and it's these flashy numbers and all this stuff. And you're saying, well, come on, Timberwolves, you have to do something. But they really spent their money internally. They spent it with Naz Reid getting $125 million. They spent it with Julius Randle getting $100 million. Those are two really key components of their team going into next season. And I don't think when they looked around at their options for trades for other situations, just with their salary cap situation, there was not going to be any better options for them to go get. Once they were out of the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, there was just no reason to do anything other than sign their guys and run it back. And there is a belief that another year together, after Randall and DiVincenzo both landed here in Minnesota like a day before training camp started, I think that there's hope that that familiarity and chemistry will be better and they'll be ready to go. They are going to miss Nickeil Alexander-Walker. There's no question about that. But they do hope that Terrence Shannon, Jalen Clark, Rob Dillingham can kind of help fill in those minutes and give them a different dimension than what Nickeil brought. They won't be as good defensively, but maybe there's some different elements they could bring offensively to help them. And so they believe they're well stocked on the wing and at the guard position. And that's why they don't think Alexander Walker's loss will sting quite as much as it would have if they would have lost Randall or Reed.
Yeah. Hey, John, you're the best, man. I appreciate the time tonight, and we'll see you in the desert next week.
Awesome. Happy Fourth, Lake. And yeah, I'll see you next week, man.
All right. Same to you, my man. All right. That's John Krasinski from The Athletic joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You know what's next. We've got Bite of the Night. All right, it's time for Bite of the Night, and the Bite of the Night is from Liz Oyer. She is a former DOJ, Department of Justice, pardon attorney. And look, the reality is that when people do some things that are inappropriate, they should not receive jobs where they've done things that have just beyond the scale of appropriateness. It's inappropriate for an individual that was a part of January 6th being accepted into a specific job when they were very much a part of attacking law enforcement. And Liz Oyer, in this cut, she describes and talks about that.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everybody. The Department of Justice is now hiring January 6 rioters to work there. I'm Liz Oyer, the former pardon attorney for the Department of Justice. I know this sounds like a joke, but it's not. DOJ has hired a guy named Jared Wise, who breached the Capitol on January 6th and encouraged rioters to kill police officers. Here's Wise entering the Capitol with a mask on. And here he is exiting through a window. Wise is also on video screaming at police officers who are being beaten by other rioters and chanting, "Kill him, kill him, kill him." Wise compared the police protecting the Capitol to the Gestapo and testified at his trial that he believed their beatings were justified. Wise is actually an ex-FBI agent who reportedly left the agency in 2017 on bad terms. Wise has now been hired to serve as an advisor to Ed Martin, who is Trump's pardon attorney.
All right, and the cut goes right there. All right, so this is the deal. I think with any job, there are people that are going to be really, 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 really good at the job. You just got to find the right people. Let's just go out there and find the right people. I don't want people that look down upon law enforcement and we start elevating them into certain positions. It's just, to me, it's just not appropriate. If we say that we love police officers and firefighters and law enforcement, then we need to elevate people that are going to protect them.
Yeah, the whole, you know, going back to how things took place on January 6th, and you claim to be the party of law and order, but yet you're okay with what happened with beating police officers and, you know, say that there's some part of a bigger plan here. It's hypocritical at worst and tone deaf at best. And I
just think it sends a bad message.
It absolutely sends a bad message, as if this is okay.
I think that we should be supporting law enforcement. And you know, when people, like the people that are out there and they say, what was the comment about, the anti-police people that, like, because there are legitimately people out there that are anti-police.
Yes.
I'm not trying to hear from you, because mm-hmm. you got to have police officers in our world. You have to have good policing.
And okay? I believe they are out there.
Yeah. No. When I say, you talking about good law enforcement?
Yes.
Of course. I think that 95% of people believe that. I think that the people that say that, you know, police are bad, they're the outliers. They're like a small number of those people. We've seen those people be very loud, but those are people that I look at them and I'm like, you're dumb. Everybody needs police. When something happens in your neighborhood, when something yes. happens in your community, you need to pick up the phone and call 911.
Well, yeah, you can't be selective about when you support police and when you don't
exactly.
support police.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's kind of the point that I was trying to make, maybe not so eloquently, but it's like, I support law enforcement, but only during this time.
Yeah, that's
I support law enforcement, but only during this time. Oh, it was that? Well, you know what? That was completely different. How? It's the same concept.
Yep.
Like, tell me how that is different than all of the other days that we've seen in history. It's not. You just choose to change the narrative based on what you want to believe.
And the entire point that I'm trying to make is that with any job, I don't care if it's, you know, hiring police, hiring CEOs of big companies, hiring restaurant managers, hiring people that work at a bank. Just make sure that you hire the right people.
That are qualified.
We all make mistakes, but we cannot go down the road of putting people in positions that we know aren't worthy of the job, and we're just putting them there just to put them there.
Yeah, and I mean, it used to be that if you weren't qualified for a job, you weren't even considered.
Yep.
And, I mean, seriously, when did that change?
Yep.
And I mean, you're right. It's not just law enforcement. It's everything.
Hollywood lost, oh, my gosh. They lost a character, man, an iconic, I think, actor that maybe a lot of people will look at and maybe not realize his impact, his importance. But nonetheless, he had some gems of some roles that he performed. We will get to who passed away earlier today, and we got to play a cut from one iconic scene. We get to that next after weather on The Lake Show. Everybody loves Stuck in the Middle with You, but this song absolutely is going to always be attached to Michael Madsen. Reservoir Dogs, you guys probably remember the scene. Michael Madsen, the actor, has passed away at the age of 67. They believe that the apparent cause of death, according to his manager Ron Smith, is cardiac arrest. He was found unresponsive in his Malibu home this morning and pronounced dead by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Natural causes, like we said. Authorities do not suspect any foul play. He was a great actor. He's not going to be somebody that I think that jumps off at the you know, the top of your mind when you think about top actors that's ever been. There's so many phenomenal actors that we've talked about, that we remember, that we lost. But that notable scene, right, the torture scene that he was a part of and him dancing to the music and everything, and then also with him in Kill Bill Volume 2, he had a bunch of roles. He was a part of a bunch of movies. He's got 300 credits stretching back to the early 1980s. You know, some low-budget films, some independent films. You know, he played some low-level thugs, gangsters, shady cops. I just loved watching him perform. He was a really good actor.
I can't believe he was, as I was reading, I can't believe he was, like, what, the alternate hitman in Pulp Fiction? Like, that. I mean, that's crazy to me. And I remember, you remember War Game with Matthew Broderick?
What was the name of it?
War Games?
No.
Oh, okay. It's, you know, kind of one of those 80s movies that is, you know, maybe a little bit more lesser known. But you look at it, and I feel like if you're a child of the 80s or the 90s, I feel like the 90s especially, with the Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill 2, that seems to be when he kind of landed on my radar. I mean, Reservoir Dogs, I mean, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Pink.
That's an iconic movie.
Yeah,
like, seriously. In that specific scene, too, of him dancing around or whatever.
It's so disturbing. Yeah. Like, it gives you, like, serial killer creeps. It's funny because, you know, when we were making the change and Josh was in here, and, you know, I talked about Michael Madsen. And the first thing he started doing was humming that song. And he kind of did a little wiggle waggle, and I'm like, see? Everybody knows, if you know one thing, two things about the Reservoir Dogs, you know the scene of them like walking, and then you know that scene, like the torture scene. I mean, those are two things, iconic cinema.
You know, this is interesting too, because of that iconic scene and the torturing and all that different stuff, whatever. Madsen told the Associated Press this in 2012 that he hated having to do that scene, especially after the actor playing the officer, Kirk Boltz, ad-libbed a line where he begged for his life because he had children. Quote, he says, "I just said, oh my God, I couldn't do it. I didn't want to do it," Madsen said. "Acting is such a humiliating profession." I mean, think about the human element
of it.
Wow,
humiliating.
The human element kicked in for him. Like, he's like, yeah, I know it's a movie, but man, this is getting to me.
I don't want to kill this character in this movie, in this scene, because he ad-libbed one line. That is crazy to think that things can just have that sort of an influence. I've never heard anybody, an actor of, you know, that ilk, talk about something and say it was humiliating.
It's just super dope. And then also this scene, and we'll play you quickly the scene. It's not too long. But the scene from Kill Bill 2, where, you know, you think about somebody coming for you that want to get that payback, and how do you deal with that? This is him having that conversation.
But you haven't by any chance kept up with your swordplay.
I pawned that years ago.
You hawked a Hattori Hanzo sword.
Yep.
It was priceless.
Well, not in El Paso, it ain't. In El Paso, I got me $250 for it. I'm a bouncer in a titty bar, Bill. If she wants to fight with me, all she's got to do is come down to the club and start some shit, and we'll be in a fight.
I know we haven't spoken in some time, and the last time we spoke wasn't the most pleasant. But you've got to get over being mad at me. and start becoming afraid of you because she is coming, and she's coming to kill you. And unless you accept my assistance, I have no doubt she will succeed.
I don't dodge guilt, and I don't chew out of paying my comeuppance.
Can we just forget the past?
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die. But then again, so does she. So I guess we'll just see.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Man, Michael Madsen gone at the age of 67? So young, dude.
Yeah.
67, he's so young. Let me ask you the simple question. Who is your favorite actor of all time?
Oh,
it's boy. Not. That's not an easy question.
No, it's not, because I think it depends on like what genre are you talking about?
No.
Overall,
overall.
I would
can't,
say
you can't go genre. You got who was who, and it's not something like it's. I said your favorite. I'm not saying that you got to look and say that this person. It could be somebody that's unknown.
Yeah, I would say probably Bryan Cranston.
Okay.
Yeah, just because I think the versatility of Bryan Cranston, and I feel like he's one of those guys. He's done television shows, he's done movies, he's done sitcoms. He's done everything from serious to he was Tim Watley to Walter White, and that's where I would go. What say you?
Oh, this is an easy question for me. My favorite actor of all time is Denzel Washington. It's not even close.
Okay.
I love Denzel Washington. He is he's amazing. There's so many phenomenal actors that I've appreciated throughout the years. Al Pacino. I mean, but Denzel was just, he's it for me, man. Like, he's that guy in the versatility that he has. Like, to think that he went next level because of the Training Day movie. Look, I like Training Day. Training Day is not even a top five Denzel movie. It's not.
And I think that just speaks to how you view him and how talented he is. Because we can all look at, you know, we can look at different people and say, yeah, I enjoy them, but you can have the top five movies and they, you can still admire somebody, but your top five are going to be completely different. And that's what I love about the subjectivity. And you like Denzel the same, you know, reason that I like Bryan Cranston. I was also thinking a Robert De Niro. Because Robert De Niro is also somebody that can, I mean, you believe him as the hardcore badass Italian mafia mob boss, or you look at him, at, you know, and Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents, and it's like, I, you know, are you talking to me? You talking to me? Yeah, there's so many. I don't like guys that, or actors or actresses that have their one genre and they stay within that. I want to see people branch out and do different things because I really want to see what your range is as a performer.
What is your favorite Cranston movie that maybe people don't look at and they say that they give it their ultimately maybe the props or credit that it deserves? What's the underrated?
Oh, gee. The one that I can think of is, oh God, what is the name of it too? It's where it's got James Franco in it. I can't remember. I'm with him or...
I'm going to tell you my Denzel movie. My Denzel movie, to me, the most underrated Denzel movie, or one of my favorites, was Man on Fire. On Fire was unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's this former like CIA officer that's turned bodyguard.
Okay.
And he's upset because there's this 9-year-old that he needs to try to protect. And he's just like, I'm protecting her.
I'll have to, it sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't remember ever seeing it. Like the story is something that I feel like I've seen, but I don't remember ever.
Man on Fire.
I think the
person that he's protecting is Dakota Fanning. I think it was a young Dakota Fanning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that would sound about right. I mean, because it sounds like it would kind of be in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to think that. I don't know. My favorite is Why Him. That's the one with James Franco.
Okay.
But it's kind of more mainstream.
Gotcha. All right, 651-461-9226. We will get to headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, it's time for headlines here on The Lake Show. Christopher Tubbs, get us started.
All right, let's get to it. Hey, did you know that an average of 96 to 120 baseballs are used per Major League Baseball game? Oh, it's true. And every foul ball into the stands, ball that gets a scuff, home run ball is replaced with a brand new ball. Youth baseball, well, you got scuffs and foul balls, be damned. Ball's going to be used until it's either lost or destroyed. Now, that's absolutely true. Or, of course, there's an example of an unusual situation in a small Minnesota town where every foul ball that a kid hits is allegedly gobbled up by a nearby homeowner that refuses to give them back. Now, this is happening in Blooming Prairie. It's in southeast Minnesota. 2,000 people known for their Awesome Blossoms nickname. Going viral after a video was posted online on June 30th showing confrontations between parents and the property owner. Now, in the video, someone shouts to the landowner, "You're an a-hole." A woman in the video, who's allegedly from an opposing team whose balls were also being kept, is shown flipping the middle finger to the people who live across the street. Now, residents of a property across from the baseball field are allegedly keeping baseballs that are hit into their yard during youth games. Now, it's been happening during summer games featuring Blooming Prairie's American Legion, Metro Baseball League 14 and 15-year-olds, and park and rec games. Now, according to a Facebook post with a viral video, landowners are keeping 10 or more baseballs per game. Each baseball costs about $10, which is leading to a rapidly rising expense reports. Quote, that means that teams have had to deal with a large increase in operating expenses and games played at the local diamonds. This according to a letter to families. The next-door land owner and his father have decided to keep all the foul balls that land on their property. Now, Blooming Prairie is accepting donations to buy more balls. Post went viral enough on TikTok that the Twins caught wind of it, and they offered to donate a bucket of baseballs. Now, Twins put a TikTok out that reads, "We are sorry that this happened. We would love to send the kids a new bucket of balls to make up for it." Now, why aren't the neighbors giving the baseballs back? Well, it's not entirely clear, but the Rochester Post Bulletin reports that the man and the son who live on the private property have complained to the Blooming Prairie School Board and the Steele County Board of Commissioners about motorists parking on the narrow shoulders of the road that separates the field from their home, creating a safety hazard.
This is a get-off-my-lawn moment.
Oh, this has Sandlot, too, written all over
it. And to me, that when you look at this, look, if you want to say, well, they have a right to feel a certain way about the road part, I get that. But give the baseballs back, man. Give the baseballs back to the kids. Like, this is kind of an embarrassing thing to see.
It really is, and it's so petty. And for somebody that played ball in a small rural town, like, you have to get those balls. Every ball that goes out of play, you play it until it just, you know, it explodes.
Yep.
Or you lose it. I mean, this is, it's just sad. It is very, very sad.
Be better. Do better.
Oh, be best. Isn't that it? Be best? It's your girl, Melania. She does the be best thing. Haven't heard from her recently. I wonder why. Hey, rescue crews were searching on Thursday for 7 people missing days after an explosion at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California shook a tiny farming community and forced the cancellation of nearby 4th of July celebrations. Family members gathered near the sheriff's checkpoint about a mile from the blast site in rural Esparta, hoping for news about their loved ones. People were urged to avoid the area after the Tuesday night blast, which set off a barrage of fireworks and caused a massive blade that led to the other spot fires and collapsed the building in Yolo County, about 40 miles northwest of Sacramento. Emergency crews and investigators were working with the property's owner and monitoring the area using drones to find the missing individuals, said the California Department of Forestry, Fire Protection of Cal Fire. Not immediately clear if those missing worked at the warehouse or lived nearby. Cause of the explosion was still under investigation.
I am not a big fireworks guy. Like, and what I mean by that is I'm not anti-fireworks. I am somebody, yes, I will go and watch fireworks on the 4th, but I don't have to. Like, it's not something where I like, oh, I got to go out of my way to go watch. Nah, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Were you ever a fireworks guy? Or just...
Back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I haven't spent a dime on fireworks in I don't know how long. 30 years?
Really?
Probably. Oh, yeah, I don't care about it.
See, I used to love it, but then, yeah, I don't know when the novelty wore off.
Yeah, it wore off a long time ago for me.
Yeah, see, last time I remember, it was, I think it was like 2018 in Houston with the Creightons. And my buddy Patrick, he likes to blow things up. And, I remember when I was in Columbia, we'd take fireworks and we'd stick them inside peeps. Then we'd stick them in pop cans. And then we'd just run away and
oh,
we'd laugh.
Goody.
Yeah, I was a heathen. And I was in my mid-30s. Like, what was wrong with me?
I mean, what's wrong with you now?
I was going to say, yeah, what's wrong with me? That's a
Jeez.
Loaded question. But I wouldn't do the fireworks thing. I'll do almost everything else, but I'm too lazy for fireworks now.
All right, that's going to wrap up headlines. Hey, look, it's that time of year. They always get to the postseason. It's playoff time for Minnesota Aurora. Taylor Kane, the goalkeeper, she joins us next from Pittsburgh.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.